Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Oil and gas industry specific panel discussions will be presented throughout the day at the 4th Annual Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention, Thursday, August 6th at the Woodward Convention Center, Woodward, Oklahoma. Limited exhibitor booth space available for a wide variety of oil and gas companies showcasing their equipment and services. You'll want to be present for the three panel discussions that will dominate the day. But first, Wednesday evening, the annual Bobby Joe Cudd Legacy Awards Dinner will be held. The trade show area open all day Thursday. There's more at TSOGC.com. The Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention in Woodward, Oklahoma, August 6th.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joining us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, let's check out these livestock futures here today. And let's kind of wrap up how things ended yesterday and maybe, you know, where things might be headed here this morning.
Well, Dave, despite the lower trade yesterday we saw take place in our grain and our soybean futures, the live cattle struggled all session long and closed mostly on a lower note. Now, the feeder cattle, on the other hand, they traded mostly positive, and they closed positive yesterday. We also saw in the hog complex, the lean hogs trading close on the mixed side. We did see choice box beef finally find some upside, 53 cents higher yesterday. Selects were up 83 cents, had a total movement of 101 loads. We also saw the cattle slaughter, 110,000 head. The cash feeder index saw a big drop to the downside, $4.17 lower. On the close yesterday, August live cattle were 10 cents higher. August feeder cattle up $1.12. August lean hogs 77 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock Auction presents the Video Royale, July 27th through the 31st, offering 137,000 head. Monday's Fort Worth offering includes Southern and South Central calves, yearlings, and Holsteins. Wednesday in Winnemucca offers calves, yearlings, and bred stock from the Rocky Mountain and Western states. Thursday highlights weaned calves and calves on cows from the best ranches in the Western U.S. And wrapping up the auction on Friday are weaned calves and calves on cows from Oregon and Washington. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com today.
Well, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our grain futures here this morning. How'd those grains turn out yesterday?
Well, Dave, Monday the selling continued to push the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures into new lows for the current slide to the downside. Additional profit taking and long liquidation was the main driving force behind that sell-off yesterday. Now, from the current highs to yesterday's lows, September Kansas City wheat has now dropped 87 cents. November soybeans have dropped 55 cents, and December corn dropped 39 cents. Now, the overnight trading has been mixed and may even lead to a turnaround Tuesday later on this session. September KC wheat at the moment up a half a penny. December corn's down a quarter of a penny. November soybeans 4 1/4 higher. December cotton is down 14 points. August crude oil is unchanged. The September dollar index is 22 cents lower, and September Dow Jones futures trading 39 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866 Go to Tom.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that as always. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.